Good morning. This is Maida with Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Gina, fertility nurse's wife. How are you?
Yes, hi, Gina. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Got a little bit of concerns. So Fred would like you guys to find him a new caregiver, and I'm going to tell you why. First off, how many hours is she allowed to work before she, like, doesn't have time off? Because she told me the other day she worked 36 straight hours. Is that correct? Because if so, that to me is unsanitary, because then you're not showering. She smelled ungodly yesterday. Like, got the chair that she was sitting in smelled. That's a problem. That's a body odor problem. That's an unhealthy, unsanitary issue. And since you guys have not seemed to have been able to get through to her about it, I'm going to tell her about it, and I'm not going to be nice about it because she stinks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We are not allowed to discuss those topics. That's why I asked you if you wanted a different caregiver in the past.
You need to, though. That's an unhealthy, unsanitary issue.
No, I'm sorry. We are not allowed.
Well, I don't know how, because I've worked for many companies, and HR is always allowed to tell them if there's a problem with their body odor. So I don't know where that one comes from. But she also brought fleas into my home. She brought fleas, F-L-E-A-S, fleas that animals have. She has two cats. I don't know if any of her other clients have animals, but I have an indoor cat. She's never been sick, never had gone outside. Nobody else comes in my house. There's three of us that live here. I don't work with anybody who has pets. She's insisting that she did not bring them. My vet says otherwise. This cost us $350 for a vet visit. So who's paying for that?
So she's insisting
she did not bring fleas into my home. She did. So now my cat is sick because of it. Because you brought fleas into my home. And I'm going to ask you to get your cat checked with the vet. You're going to tell me they don't have fleas? That somebody else must have brought into my home? No, you did. That's the first one. The other issue that I have is she broke a light switch in the bathroom, and I want to ask her about it. She didn't know nothing about it. Well, you were the only one that was in the bathroom last with Fred, and Fred doesn't turn the light switches on and off on his own. He can't use that hand to do that. He's using a cane. She said that I turned the fan on. Well, you got to turn the light on to go into the bathroom as well. Didn't even tell me. I didn't know it till later when I took him in the bathroom. I go to turn it on. It's broken.
Okay.
Maybe she didn't know, but you broke it. So now I have to pay for an electrician to come out and fix it. It's not a fixable job. I can't do this on my own. So that's more money right there. Like, I don't understand that. It's not, just tell somebody. But the smell, I can't do the smell. Cannot do the, she smelled ungodly. So if she's working, she told us she hasn't really been home that much. She's worked 36 straight hours. So I don't know if that's the case. And I know in PA, there is no limitation. But damn, please, go wash yourself because you stink like ass. It was horrible yesterday. And she walked out of my kitchen. That's all I could smell in here.
Okay.
And it's sad when I got to take something and wipe down a furniture because it smells. She doesn't have to do that. So Fred says he wants somebody whose first language is English. Has to be, because he can't understand people otherwise. Has to be English. They have to be able to cook and follow rules. Rules is a big thing.
Just one second.
And don't just send me anybody, because they have to come out. They have to be able to cook. Follow instructions. Every time you turn around, she's trying to tell him, oh, well, you should eat this and you should do that. That's his choice, and you're not his doctor. I had a full conversation with him yesterday. He was, like, very upset. He's more upset about the cat, because now my cat doesn't feel good. That's not fair to her. And she's never been sick. My vet was in shock that, you know, that I had to bring her in.
And
I said, what, is she going to give me the $350 it costs for us to have to take my cat to the vet? I don't think so.
Okay, Gina, thank you so much for letting me know. I will request somebody else to be looked for Fred right away. And I'm going to take
Amber. But listen, you can't just send me somebody. They have to come out. They need to come out, meet us. I got questions for them. I want to make sure that they're good, so on and so forth. I do my own background check on them. So we're not just going to send anybody. But when she does come here on Friday, I am going to tell her about her smell.
Okay, so
you're not out.
Okay, so she was not disregarded immediately. She will still go on
Friday?
Well,
you need to have somebody that can come. I need somebody that can come here, but you have to send people out to meet me. I'm not just going to take anybody in my home. When you guys sent her, nobody even called me to tell me that she was coming here. So I didn't know that there was somebody coming to meet me. I do meet and greet, so I don't just let anybody in my home. I've been through hundreds of caregivers. I don't just let anyone. So until then, I will be telling her about her smell and everything else until you find me somebody that's going to come out and meet us. I'm off today, tomorrow. I'm home on Thursday after 4 o'clock. So if you can find me somebody that can come out between those times, that's great. Other than that, I'll have to be stuck with her until we can find somebody else.
Okay.
But Fred is pissed, which makes me pissed.
Yeah, this situation didn't have to escalate this much. If we send another caregiver that you don't like, I'm sorry, we cannot do that, and I told you several times. We cannot do that, and I told you that several times. I also asked
you more
than 3 times.
No, you did not.
Yes.
You did not tell me that several times.
Yes, I did.
This is the first time you told me.
And I also asked you if you wanted a different caregiver, but
she didn't at the time. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to be mean. I can't do nothing about that.
Okay, but please note that
now
the
patient is... Okay, well, you do what you got to do on your end. I'm going to do what I got to do on my end.
Okay.
I'm coming. And I'm being paged right now. He's calling me, so I got to go. So you just let me know when somebody's going to come out to meet us.
Okay. No worries.